Chapters 1 through 19 of Songs of Innocence by William Blake. Chapter 1. Introduction. Piping down the valleys wild, piping songs of pleasant glee, on a cloud I saw a child, and he laughing said to me, "Pipe a song about a lamb." So I piped with merry cheer, "Piper, pipe that song again." So I piped, he wept to hear. "Drop thy pipe, thy happy pipe, sing thy songs of happy cheer." So I sang the same again, while he wept with joy to hear. "Piper, sit thee down and write in a book that all may read." So he vanished from my sight, and I plucked a hollow reed. And I made a rural pen, and I stained the water clear, and I wrote my happy songs, every child may joy to hear. End of chapter 1. Chapter 2. The Shepherd. How sweet is the shepherd's sweet lot! From the morn to the evening he stays. He shall follow his sheep all the day, and his tongue shall be filled with praise. For he hears the lamb's innocent call, and he hears the ewe's tender reply. He is watching while they are in peace, for they know when their shepherd is nigh. End of chapter 2. Chapter 3. The Echoing Green. The sun does arise, and make happy the skies. The merry bells ring, to welcome the spring. The skylark and thrush, the birds of the bush, sing louder around to the bell's cheerful sound, while our sports shall be seen on the echoing green. Old John with white hair does laugh away care, sitting under the oak. Among the old folk, they laugh at our play, and soon they all say, such were the joys when we all, girls and boys, in our youth time were seen on the echoing green. Till the little ones, weary, no more can be merry, the sun does descend, and our sports have an end. Round the laps of their mothers, many sisters and brothers, like birds in their nest, are ready for rest, and sport no more seen on the darkening green. End of chapter 3. Chapter 4. The Lamb.
Little lamb, who made thee? Dost thou know who made thee? Gave thee life, and bid thee feed by the stream and o'er the mead? Gave thee clothing of delight, softest clothing woolly bright? Gave thee such a tender voice, making all the vales rejoice? Little lamb, who made thee? Dost thou know who made thee? Little lamb, I'll tell thee. Little lamb, I'll tell thee. He is called by thy name, for he calls himself a lamb. He is meek, and he is mild. He became a little child. I a child, and thou a lamb, we are called by his name. Little lamb, God bless thee. Little lamb, God bless thee.
End of chapter 4. Chapter 5. The Little Black Boy.
My mother bore me in the southern wild, and I am black, but oh, my soul is white. White as an angel is the English child, but I am black, as if bereaved of light. My mother taught me underneath a tree, and sitting down before the heat of day, she took me on her lap and kissed me, and pointed to the east, began to say, "Look on the rising sun, there God does live, and gives his light, and gives his heat away, and flowers and trees and beasts and men receive comfort in morning, joy in the noonday. And we are put on earth a little space, that we may learn to bear the beams of love, and these black bodies and this sunburnt face is but a cloud, and like a shady grove. For when our souls have learned the heat to bear, the cloud will vanish, we shall hear his voice, saying, 'Come out from the grove, my love and care, and round my golden tent, like lambs rejoice.'" Thus did my mother say, and kissed me.